language, like, you got his, this morning, so I think,
It has not been adopted.
Okay, and his comments on that?
Would, it's not in the best interest of the state to adopt, the problems that are created if we adopt, and I kind of know all the arguments. We adopt something other than the beginning of the year, and Paul Cope, maybe his parents have been more testifying in the entire year. That's essentially what he's going to, that's essentially what he's going to tell us, is that they're opposed to it, they want an uniform rate, and they're opposed to the language change in the statute. And the liability, I can't remember what the liability was for a one-year extension.
A conservative estimate is $57 million, and out of that estimate, it's between $10 and $11 million a year.
I have one other question, Mr. Chairman, and it has to do with 2.7 versus the 3. We still have, we'll have with this a differential rate, or they're both, all be at 2.7?
Here's the call.
They'll all be 2.7. Under the bill now, they're all 2.7.
If you want to have left on the base on.
Paul Cope. Paul Cope is big in insurance. We had some language offered this morning with regard to the effective date, and in talking with John George, he mentioned some reasons for not doing it, including the exterior tax liability. Rather than putting, like, we considered a July 186 date, effective date, for any premium not written, any policies not written before that date. His argument was that that was not a good idea.
Many members, yes. My understanding is they had a split year on another tax-like fee that involved a lot less money and a lot fewer returns that created an absolute mismatch that they could not deal with. I also know there was a change in the second injury fund tax fee that was effective on July 10th date one time through more or less inadvertence in the legislation, raising it from 6 to 8 or 8 to, lowering it from 8 to 6 but expanding it to other lines or something, and it created the same problem. We would prefer it to be retroactive to this tax year, which is the calendar year, which is January 1st, 86, where the returns are filed on April 1st. And if that, for whatever reason, is not to be, we would prefer it all be effective next January 1st. Otherwise, we are into a fiscal problem. Our 35-year head of tax and whatnot is retiring May 31st. Whether we can replace her or not is a budgetary rather than a practical consideration. Without her, we don't look forward to this. Even with her, if it requires audits, those audits are examinations. Those examinations are paid for by the insurance company. There's no separate tax audit provision in Title 21 that I'm aware of. I'm told that Title 48 or whatever the basic revenue title is, 43, does not have the right stuff in it. The Attorney General is agreeing with me over here by visual motion. So we are opposed to it. We would prefer to be effective last January 1st. Basically, our only position is next January 1st.
Okay, we have been adopted, motion on the floor to move the bill, and there is an objection.
It was not so much an objection, it was just a question, Mr. Chairman, about the, you know, I was anxious to hear from the Division of Insurance and to get their opinion about the suggested language for an effective date, so that satisfies my question. Thank you.
Okay, there's a motion before. Is there an objection?
I have an objection just for the purpose of doing the position up on this.
Yay or nay,
up against.
But we want the tax change to relate back to January 1st of 86 or only start January 1st of 87. No interim position can really be handled.
Objection, that change?
Mm-hmm.
on this second, he got this retarded old man again, and he didn't see what he's talking about.
And that's the blue man, they help the bill.
I kind of ride in the middle of the...
The bill is what we're the most for. The bill we have is adopts a 2.7 uniform rate, which gets us out from under potential tax liability that the state is under.
Okay. Has there been a general agreement on that? I want to hear about the... May I... My apologies for being late. I'm...
There's been a general... there's a motion before the committee, and I think that motion will determine whether or not there's a general agreement among the committee members.
Well, it was based on testimony, and I just...
It was based on testimony, and I believe that the questions have been answered and we're ready to vote on the motion.
Okay. But substantially, the differences within the parties have been resolved.
Right.
Okay.
Chairman, I have one comment. No, there's a motion on the floor. I'm sorry, Mr. Boss, there's a motion on the floor. There's an objection to the motion, and you're going to vote on that motion. Those in favor? Those opposed? Motion carried. The bill's moved out. Do you have your recommendation?
I only have one that the two of them agreed, and we got out.
Let me explain what happened. See, there's a